7-3. This is the problem, isn't it, Jenny? That for every story that we hear that is in favour of assisted suicide or euthanasia, there are many others that will come back and say and give an equally compelling reason why we should why this should never go ahead.
I would say that the vast majority of the public are supporting a change in the law. 82% want the law changed for a reason, and that's because many of them have stories, far, far more, I think, than any of the concerns which might cause people to oppose a change in the law. Mm. I'm a little unclear.
Can I say something at this point? I think it's really important that we actually don't had the debate about people's stories, because...
But it is about stories. No,
yes,
that's
it is
what
about
life stories.
Yes, of course it is. And I don't minimise that. But in the end, we have to make a decision as a society about how we're going to deal with these issues. And we have to, in some sense, put aside those stories and think about the long-term consequences of what we're doing. Mm.
And the long-term consequences are that unless the law is changed, terminally ill people will continue to be forced to contemplate desperate measures like suicide, like travelling overseas for assistance to die, in order to achieve some timing or some control over the manner of their death.
And the other long-term consequence could be that if you change the law, you could actually have more people being in some way or other pressurised into asking for death.
There has been no evidence of that coming from the countries which have changed their law. It goes back to what I was saying earlier about the fact that actually the current law provides no protection to make sure that those people who are helped to die under the current law, even though it's against the law, actually have even requested assistance to die. You regulate it, you bring it out into the open, and you make sure that first of all, it's what the person wants. You can protect against abuse because you can scrutinise the decisions both before and after, and you can make sure that it happens in a safe, peaceful way, not in the way that happened with, for example, the Blackburns just very recently.
That story a few weeks ago. Let's some more from the audience, because we've only got a few minutes left on this. Jill, I'll come to you in a second. Jill, sitting down at the front here, I know you want to have a few more words, and I'll let you have the last say. How about that? That lady there in... Row G, or whatever you're in, madam. Yes, your name and wherever you're from, please.